Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 26 of the Save the Sam podcast. I am so excited about all that we've talked about for this homeschool series. It's been awesome to kind of reflect on things and talk about things that are very important in the homeschool community. As far as, you know, learning new things, and it's okay if we don't have it all together, and all those different things are really, really important for stay-at-home moms to nail down in their mind before they decide to homeschool or along the way. So I'm glad you've joined me for this series because I really feel it's important for us homeschool moms to connect on this level and be honest about things that we struggle with. With that in mind, today's episode is all about sharing what you've learned and what you have. So the title of today's episode is Share What You Have. Super simple, right? Not complicated at all. Well, with that being said, I love to get us started on a scriptural standpoint. So today's scripture is straight out of Titus 2, and it's Titus 2, 3, and 4. Titus 2:3 says, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good and so train the young women to love their husbands and children. I really felt that that was a poignant and very needed scripture because we're in a generation where the older women are trying to be so young that they're not really teaching the younger women how to be wise and how it looks to be mature. I feel like this is a desperate time for each of us to share what we've learned with each other in order for us to become mature and to be who we're called to be in Christ. The only way for that to happen is for us to use God's word to find a grounding and for us to mature each other in order to go where we're called to go. So that is what we're talking about today, about sharing what we've learned along the way, because whether you know it or not, what you've learned along the way is very, very valuable. And how you've grown along the way, sharing that with someone else is also very, very valuable. Just your story alone and what you've been through and walked through as a mama, as a homeschool mama, all these different things. So good for each of us to share with one another. And this is why it's important for us to have community, no matter how small or big it is, even if it's just on social media, because we need that. We need the encouragement to from one another, whether that be from an old person to a young person or a young person to an old person. We need to be feeding into one another. So as usual, we will go through 5 points along the way today that will take us down the road of sharing what we have. Point one of today is what you have is valuable. Sometimes as stay-at-home moms, we really feel like what we do isn't that valuable because it's kind of overlooked, you know. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's doing very much. We feel kind of left in the background, and that's all, you know, sometimes true, sometimes not. It is what it is. However, no matter how we feel about it, what we do, what we've learned, what we have is very, very valuable. God called us to a season for a reason, and so we need to share that with another person. What God has instilled in us, what we have inside of us, how much we have learned, it's very valuable. Guess what? If you learned something and it's valuable to you, it will very likely be valuable to someone else. So it's so imperative that we share these things with other moms and even just with other young women who are coming up and will be moms or will be homeschoolers, or you never know what you've learned will do for another person. And if it made a difference in your life, I can bet that it will make a difference in someone else's life. And it's a little stingy to kind of keep your little information to yourself. So you must share what you learn, because what you have inside of you is like gold to another person. So be willing to share what you have inside of you, and everything that you value is also valuable to someone else. Point two today is, what have you learned along the way? So whether you know it or not, you've made like a collection of things that you've learned. It may not be written down, as even though I would encourage you to do that. But what you want to do is think about the things that you have personally learned along the way. Find another young mom or an older mom or a mom altogether and share what you've learned personally along the way. Because things that you learned
may have been from mistakes, and you could save another mom from making that same mistake by telling her, hey, I learned this by doing this. Please don't do that. These are things that I wish I had, you know, some points along the way. There's so much things that you gain from someone else's mistakes and what they've learned personally. Also, you want to share what new practices that made a difference for you and your family. There are some things that aren't on the internet that you might not be able to have found on your own on the internet. There are some things that you just need for a friend to come along you and say, hey, this made a difference for our family and it's really working out well. Why don't you try this? And also, what did you learn to let go of? This is huge because so many times we hang on to many, many things that we have no need to hang on to, trying to be something we think we're called to be. And it's great to have goals and it's great to have, you know, plans and all these different things. But sometimes, honey, you just need to let go of some things. And when you have a wise friend who has been around the block a couple times and knows what to do and what not to do, and they share that with you, it can help you make a lot less mistakes if somebody's willing to share with you. Once again, community is of utmost importance. Find it, even if it's just a Facebook group. Find it, because there are so many people sharing what they're going through that you can learn from. And also, don't be so prideful that you can't learn also from someone else. If someone's trying to share with you, pick it up, sister. It may not work for you, but it may be something you learn for somebody else. So get in there. Think about what you've learned. And I would encourage you to write down valuable things that you learned along the way, because you might want to share it with your kids when they get older. Point number three is share what resources have helped you in your tribe. Now, this one's huge for the homeschool community because there are so many resources out there and so many different things that, you know, we could use, so many books we could use, so many different online curriculums we could use. But guess what? Ain't gonna work for everybody. One thing is not gonna work for all your ponies. You know, it's different for every family. So if you've tried something and it's worked for you, share that information with someone else. Or if you have found a resource that has multiple resources, share that with someone else. Share resources of learning, share resources for extracurricular activities and for community building and finding communities. These are so good for people to know. So don't be stingy with information that you've had. A lot of times we'll get information and we're so busy living our own lives that we forget that there is someone else who might need that information that we have as well. And I know that today, this whole month has been very, very practical, but I'm gonna tell you right now, these practical things are what sets basic standards within us that carry us through for ages and ages and ages. So practicality is really, really important when it comes to just living life in general, because if you have practical things already as a basis in your mind and in your heart, it's easy to do things from that well of practicality. Because if you already have a basis, you know you're doing that thing. And then when you add to that, it's so easy to just keep going. So if you have in your mindset already, oh, this is great information, and in your heart, you already know, I'm going to share everything that I have, then when you see a mom who's in need, it's going to be automatic for you. Hey, I learned this yesterday. Just share. I have a really great friend who shares so much information with me, and it blows my socks off because I'm one of those moms who I'll be like, ooh, that's a good idea, and then I'll forget all about it. But if I was more like her and I'm like, ooh, look, this is helpful, and gave another mom that information, you know, I might be a blessing to a lot more moms. But I'm preaching to you just like I'm preaching to myself. We need to share. We're called to do these things and share with one another wisdom, and so that we can mature all together according to the callings that God has on us. So that's so important. Number four is, what has helped you stay sane? And I almost laughed a little because it's almost like, oh, how do we stay sane? Well, it's hard. Okay. Well, God still provides for that too. There's grace for that too. So think about those things. You can go back to some of the podcasts we've had already. And what are things that have helped you stay sane? Do you take deep breaths? Do you take a walk around the block? What are some practices that you use? What are some books that you've read? What are some exercises that you do and ideas that you have? Hey, Moms need to know this stuff. Friends need to know this stuff. People need help learning how to breathe and to stay sane, because it's hard to stay completely mentally balanced when you're a stay-at-home mom, and especially as a homeschool mom, because it can get very overwhelming. So when we share what we do, it helps another mom to keep her head on tight, right? And this is all for the sake of the whole tribe. This ain't just for the mama. If the mama's sane, then everybody else is blessed, right? So help a sister out and share what helps you to stay sane. And number five, and so important, which has been number five for each of these podcasts this month, and it is, it's okay. It is perfectly okay to not be perfect and still share. So important, okay? None of us have this life figured out. If you think a mom friend of yours has it figured out, that is the enemy trying to lie to you to get you to believe that you're less than she is. No one has it all figured out. And just because I'm on this little podcast, honey, does not mean that I have figured it out, because I have not. I have you and other friends to help me try and figure it out. And you know what? God is so graceful that he teaches us in season. He doesn't always wait until we are perfectly ready to get in a season that he's called us to. He teaches us in season. So guess what? You may not be perfect. You may not have it all figured out, but you are good and well enough to share what you have. What you have inside of you, my friend, is perfectly good. And what you have is perfectly valuable for a friend. Today's takeaway, you are valuable, and so is what you have. I hope all of this has helped you out. I am so glad that you've joined me for this series. It's been a blessing to me, and I hope that it's blessed you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that what you give us and how you grow us is so valuable. We thank you that there is grace for every season of our lives. There is so much more found in you than we have yet to find. Thank you, God, that you trust us with your children and that you trust us with friendships and other people to pour into, God. And we ask that you would grow us inside and out so that we can share what you've shared with us. Thank you, God, for offering us the chance to raise an army of believers and an army of people who will value you and value what you place inside of them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, have an amazing day. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.